Hi, this is Dirk with Steward Leader, and this is The Extraordinary Life. I have stood up to and I've recognized my addictive behaviors. I've done everything to get healed, and I believe I've found a pathway. I was really destructive to me, but now I believe I'm on the right track. I am doing well. My marriage is doing well. My wife has been great. I'm back in school, and I'm doing great. And I've finally let go of the embarrassment and the shame. Dirk, I am not a failure. I'm 42, and I'm at the best place I have ever been in my life. I have hope. I have God. God has never left me. I have my wife. And this time, I believe I'm going to make it. These words are a part of a fantastic conversation that I had just last week with my friend, who was, at times, really self-destructive. But after years of feeling like a failure, he is alive again. We all go through cycles, or at least times, of feeling like we keep on making the same mistakes, and that we are in the next round of some form of failures, at least in one or a few areas in our lives. But our God is the God of new beginnings, of second chances, and third, and fourth, and as many as it takes for us to find ourselves in Him. The Apostle Peter was a guy who understood the wonder and the power of new beginnings and second chances. Jesus had told him to get behind Him and then labeled Peter Satan. Peter vowed to never deny Jesus and that he would stand with him and for him when everyone else has fallen away. And then he denied even knowing Jesus three times. So when Peter says these words, they have some weight. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Peter says that new beginnings and second chances have their source in the God who saves, the God who is great in mercy and love. He says that God has given us new birth into a hope that is alive through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And like my friend, Peter's hope and our hope is found in the merciful love and the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. So as you think about your journey, and perhaps the journey of some others in your life, what do this story and Peter's words mean for you today? So here are a few thoughts and ideas for folks like us on the journey into the extraordinary. Number one, keep seeking and keep believing if you are in the desert and lost. If you are in the pit of despair, hold on to the love and the mercy of God. Number two, keep hoping and set the anchor for your soul in the forever love of God. Number three, keep seeking even more and set your expectations in the reality that God will catch you as you fall and raise you to new life. Number four, keep believing that God's resurrection power is in you. You are His child, and He is the power that you need. Number five, find some authentic folks who will walk with you no matter what you face. Number six, take little steps. Take little steps each day. They will help you get to God's pathway and His destination for your life. Number seven, if you are not in one of these times of your life, reach out to someone who is. Be their teammate and their friend. And then last, number eight, with your words, with your actions, and with your consistency, with your friendship, be the revolutionary hope to someone, just as someone gave you that very same gift. The extraordinary life is a life of revolutionary hope and trust in God. And when we find ourselves lost in the desert and in the pit of despair, God offers new beginnings and second chances. God raises us with his resurrection power and love, and then fills our souls with living hope. It is a part of every hero's journey in God's great adventure for our lives. Revolutionary hope and trust have their source in the loving, empowering, and resurrecting God. Resurrection is real, and it opens us to new hope that is alive and that cannot be denied. So, as you think in new ways about a life of revolutionary hope and trust in God, a great place to start can be the Steward's Prayer. Lord, what do you want me to do today with all you have trusted me with to honor you and to advance your kingdom? God bless you today as you live the extraordinary life. And remember that with God and with each other, we can.